We continue our learning. We are in Sanhedrin, Perakei Mishnei. Imatzulo zechus pitaru. This person who came to the Beis Din of 23 for dinei nefashos, if they find that he's innocent, so then pitaru, he's going to be exempt as acquittal. Imlav ma'avirin dino lemachar. If they realize, they see that he's guilty, so we don't kill him right away. Most of the judges see that he's guilty, so then we do what we call halanas hadin. We delay the verdict till the next day. There'll be time for everyone to think about possibilities of zechus. How you misdavgin zugos umematin mamacho v'lo you shosim yayin kol hayom. What would the judges do the rest of that day and that night as well after they realize that they found a chova and they think that he's guilty? So we wait for halanas hadin, wait till tomorrow. So what did the rest of the day? They divide into pairs, discuss the case amongst themselves. And they limit the amount of food that they would have. They're not allowed to drink wine the whole day, so they're able to have the proper kavana, they're able to focus. Vinosin, vinosim kol ha'layla. And all night, throughout the night, they discuss the case. The maso matan, they deliberate on the case. What do you do the next day? V'la macharas, mashkimin v'vodin l'basim. The next day, again, this is where yesterday, most of the judges thought that there was a chova, that he's guilty. If most of them felt he was a chus, so then he's exempt. But most felt that he was guilty, so then whole rest of that day they continue, they deliberate in the case, and throughout the night as well, they limit what they can't drink wine, they limit what they eat, and the next day, the next morning, lacham arachas, mashkimin uvon lebeis, and then they come back to court, hamazaka omer, one of the judges who argued that he should be innocent, says this following first, ani mazaka, umazaka ani vimkomi, I argue that he should be innocent, and I still remain that strong, that in fact, the person is innocent. Why is he saying this? Because even if he changed his mind overnight and realized that the person should be convicted, should be guilty, the halacha is that he has to stay on that side of innocence. Once the judge has argued for acquittal, he can't argue now for conviction. So that's why this person, one of the judges who is mezakeh, says, "Ani mezakeh u'mezakeh ani bimkomi v'hamachayiv omer." And this is what each of the judges who said he was that the litigant was innocent is supposed to make that comment. V'hamachayiv omer. One who argued yesterday that he was guilty and has not changed his mind overnight. Ani mechayiv u'mechayiv ani bimkomi. I argued that he should be guilty, and I still feel that he should be guilty. Hamalamid chov hamalamid zechus. Hamalamid zechus en yochol lach. Judge who argued that he be that he was chover, that he was guilty, so is able to change his mind for zechus, as we explained. But if you're malamid zechus, you cannot change your mind for conviction after thinking about it overnight. Let's say they made a mistake, which means they forgot what they had said yesterday, what they forgot the reasons, the rationale why they held a certain way yesterday. So the sofrei hadayon, the scribes of the court, will remind them. They have everything recorded. They remind them of what they said yesterday. So let's say now they see that, in fact, this person who yesterday was guilty, now we find that we have a majority of judges who have decided now, over and after thinking about overnight, that there is a zechus, that he's innocent. So the bitaru, so then there's acquittal, and he's exempt. Imlav. So what if now? Now we still have a majority of the next day. We have a majority of judges who say that he's guilty. Omed in the minyan, we do is we take a vote. Shneimasar mezakin v'acharasar mechayvin zaka. If 12 say that he's innocent and 11 say that he's chayov, so zakai. So then we know that one, we learn at the beginning of the Masechta, one vote majority is enough for acquittal. Shneimasar mechayvin v'acharasar mezakin. But if you have 12 who say guilty and 11 say innocent, or you have 11 say innocent, 11 say guilty, and one says any yodea, you have 22 who say he's innocent, or 22 who say that he's guilty, and one says any odea. Halacha is in all of these cases, yosifu hadayanim, because all these cases there's no way to reach a verdict without having more judges. Take the first case: 12 said guilty, 11 said innocent. The court can't you can't decide on that because we know one vote majority is not enough for guilty for chova, and so there, and of course there's no majority for acquittal, so we need to add judges. The next two cases, one of them just said he doesn't any odea, so we don't have a court of 23. We need 23 any odea. If he says any odea, it's as if he is not there, says the Bar Tanur. Hi, Gomer, any odea, command the lesser dummy. He's like he's not there. They done in dina nefash loz dechus lo dechova b'pachos mishol shem esrin. You need 23 judges. Okay, so we add on judges. Kama musif and ask the Mishnah. How many judges do we add? Shnayim ad shivim ve'echa. We add two judges at a time until we reach 71 if we need to. What happens if we add two judges? We have a new vote. If there's no majority that we need, so then we have to add another two. We have to remember, majority of at least two you need to convict him, and a majority of one is needed for acquittal. If we have that, so then we can make a decision. But if not, so then we continue. Once we have 71, you can't add any more. Because there is no court that has more than 71. Ad kama ad shloshim yeshisha mezakin shloshim mezachamishim chayim. Let's say that we went to 71, and now what do I have? I don't have a majority of two for guilt. I don't have a majority of one for acquittal. But I have 36 for acquittal and 35. So if I have 36 for acquittal mezakin and 35 mechayim, so that's fine. Zakai. Shloshim v'shisha mechayvin u'shloshim v'chamishim v'zaken. So now that I'm in trouble. 36 who say that we should convict him, he's guilty. 35 says no, he's innocent, so we can't convict him because we don't have a majority of two. And now I can't add on any more judges because I have 71 already. It's 36 to 35. What do we do? Dun in elu keneged elu. We have literally they judge one another, debate against one another. The judges who are there ad sheyira echon min ha'mechayvin. Until well, one of those who voted that he's guilty changes his mind and will agree to the ones who say that he should be zakai, and that will have a majority in favor of acquittal, and he will be acquitted. We begin the sixth parak. Nigmar Hadin. So now we have a Gemar Din. We're speaking about how we execute someone. Motzino Solusuk, will we take him out to be stoned? And this would be true. The halacha is the other halachas as well. We have other misos based in besides Skila. We have Sefer Hereg and Cherek. Well, we're going to discuss first the what happened with Skila. So Beis HaSkila HaYachutz LeBeis Din. The Beis HaSkila was outside of the Beis Din. Why should it be outside of the Beis Din? Based on the pasuk Shneimar Hotzeias HaMekalel. Mekalel, the one who curses God. So we have this in Parshas Emor. We had the Mekalel. We had the Megadef. So there, what do? We gave him skila, but it says Hotzeias Mekalel, take him out. So it sounds like we take him out of the Beis Din, and some distance away is where we stone him. So that's why there should be the Beis Haskila should be chutz the Beis Din some distance away. Echad Omer. Echad Omer al Pesach Beis Din, v'hasudarin biyado. One person stands at the opening, the doorway of the courthouse, and he has sudarim. He had these cloths, like flags, in his hands. And another person sits on a horse, a distance from him, but they can still see each other. Now, the distance from the Beis Din to the place where they executed the person has to be at least 6 mil, which is about 6 kilometers. And we have the distance also. There's a reason we need some time for besides Hotzeias HaMekalel, maybe it'll be time for people to think about a zechus, and we'll potentially be bringing the din back. So, but anyway, we have someone who's riding on the horse, and this way you could see the person who's standing at the Pesach Beis HaDin, and he has sudarim, and he has these cloths in his hand. Omer echad, yesh l'milamed lov zechus. So what happens is, the person who's going out on the horse, he's going out to the Beis HaSkila. But if he sees that they're waving, because what would happen, potentially someone in the Sanhedrin, someone in the Beis Din of 23, let's say, could say, you know what, I changed my mind. I think maybe there's room for zechus. What would happen is, the person would wave the flag, wave the kolos, and then that's a signal. The person who's riding on the horse runs to what? Where does he go? He runs to the place, the Beis HaSkila, to stop him from being executed. And this way, we bring it back, and the Torah of the court, the court makes a decision. Maybe they're going to reverse the decision. It doesn't sound like the convicted comes back, but he stays there. At least we don't kill him yet. And we wait to see, we get a message if we're able to change our mind. The Bar Tanur makes the following point. V'ein mamish Bidvarav, oh, the Mishnah is going to say, we'll say it in a second. Mishnah says, Yafilu hu omer yeshli lamad alatmi zuchus. Not only if there's a dayan who is in the courthouse who says, I have a zuchus, I have an idea, maybe there's a merit and he should be innocent, and then we wave the flags to make sure that we don't execute him. But even if the person himself who was convicted is out there in the Beis HaSkilah says, you know, I'd like to teach literally about myself, I have reason why I should be acquitted, so then we'll bring him back even four or five times. There's something literally tangible. There's something to his words. Bartanura says, Pam Rishona, the main Mamish Bidvar. Let's say he doesn't have anything to say, really. Pam Rishona Ushniya Bilvan Machzino. So we'll bring him back once or first and second time. Dilma Machmas Biasusa Nistatmu Tanos. Maybe he's just afraid, and literally Tanos, the claims that he had for his innocence, became occluded. So that's why. So we do bring him back if he claims that I do have what to say on my behalf, but only the first and second, and he doesn't say anything. There's nothing tangible. Maybe he's just afraid. That's why he forgot it. Maybe he'll calm down a little bit and remember the claim that he had on his behalf. Yoser al kach, but more than twice, ein mazir no so. We're not going to bring him back. We bring along with him out to the place of execution, the Tutim and the Chachamim, who will be able to analyze whether there's mamish, anything tangible, significant in his claim. Because if indeed there is, so then we'll do it more than the two times. We'll do it four or five times, as the Mishnah says. Uvavad, Sheyesh, Mamish, Bidvar. We have four or five times in many cases. That's really no limit, as we have in many cases. Ashav Asavedo, four or five times. In other cases where we say something should be done four or five times, it means many, many times, even 100 times. Or more. If now we bring it back, let's say, or the Beis Din decided, one of the Dayanim says, you know what, Yesh Lamad loves Zechus, and in fact they find innocence, and they're able, and they realize that he should not be killed, so Pitaru, so now he's acquitted, and he's not killed. Bimlav, but if not, Yotzei Lisakel, then we bring him back out to be stoned, the Karoz Yotzei Lefanov, there is an announcer, or announcement that's made, someone is walking in front of the person who makes the following announcement, Ish ploni ben ploni yotzei lisakel. This person, the son of this person, is being taken out to be stoned. Al sha'avar avera plonis, because he violated this particular sin. Uploni ploni edav, and these are the two witnesses. And Bartanura adds on sha'avar avera plonis biyom ploni bishav plonis b'mokom ploni. The edim. It is the Eidim who say that he violated this particular transgression on this day, at this time, in this place. Why? Because one potential, maybe it'll be Hazama. Maybe they'll create Izomen, and then we won't have to execute him. And that's why they Eidim, and that's why we have to mention as well the time and the place. And these are the Eidim. And part of the announcement, if anyone knows the reason that he should be acquitted, come forward right now and let us know.